Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Yes,
it's Sam and Greg. We're back the day after. In for John and Hugh. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
I said it a little differently this morning. That's what happens when you're full of food. When you're full of turkey, you're good morning.
Yeah.
Tryptophan is still making you sleepy. Anyway, not much for me. But we say to you, good morning. I had a special post-Thanksgiving morning to you folks in Grayson.
I'm in Grayson.
Grayson.
That's about as far as you can go in Gwinnett County and still be in Gwinnett County. You're almost in Walter County.
Okay.
Because Loganville is right next door.
Hang on a second. I thought Hall County was just above Gwinnett County.
That's north. Grayson's going east.
Okay, well, you said as far north as you can go.
Well, as far as you can go, going east.
Okay,
and still
east.
Being,
I was thinking north.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, good morning to you folks in Grayson.
All the way out Highway 78. Yeah, on the other side of Snailville.
Wow. Okay.
Where everybody's somebody.
And the second First Baptist is no longer the First Baptist. It's Church on Main Street.
Okay.
Church on Main, I think it is.
Okay.
Anyway.
In Snailville. Okay.
But they don't have the Snailville part on the card.
Okay.
They just it's Church on Main.
Okay.
It's all put together. It's a brand new kind of whoop-de-doo they got going on out there.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, it is. So, you grab out that way.
Anyway, how was your Thanksgiving? We hope that everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
We hope so, too. And if you've been going out there, we've had some rain overnight. So if you're going to be riding around trying to get on a mall parking lot or something this morning, that you'd be safe in doing it. If those of you who must do that.
You got to wonder, though, the percentage of folks
I don't have to must
still
do that. Yeah, you know what? There's some people want to go because when you've been told for 2 years you can't do something, and now you can if you want to, people want to go.
I look at the people who do it. Most of the people who do it right now also as a get together with other family members.
But that
just
may
shopping
be,
with their daughter, sons, whatever, family members.
Or you go out and see who else you're going to see, because that's the other thing you do when you go in the shopping. So it depends on where you're going. If you're just going to the stores, because all the stores, well, a lot of the main stores that had been in recent years opening on Thanksgiving Day did not yesterday.
Nope.
Macy's, no Target, no Walmart. And so all them folks are waiting for you to come and spend your dollars this morning.
Wipe your feet off, though, first.
Before you do that.
Wipe your feet before you go into the store.
But they're waiting for you.
And we should say, along those lines, if you haven't ventured out yet, we got some ideas for you on Black Friday. Rick Limpert is going to join us.
Yep, later on this hour.
Before the end of the hour. Normally you hear him before one of the big events, like, you know, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas, something like that. And he will be back with more holiday items, but specifically for today.
Yeah.
Black Friday. Rick Limper's going to join us at 6:40. Anyway, man, how was your day yesterday? You were leaving here talking about going and getting a plate from somewhere else before you went home.
Yeah. No, I went. I said I was going to go hit tennis balls.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I went out and got me a little workout in. Got me a little sweat in first. And so you could eat guilt-free. That's kind of what we did, but I didn't overdo it. I just got one good plate. That's all.
So it wasn't much at the house.
No, that was.
Oh, this was at the house.
At the house.
I thought you was going to visit some people.
I know. I didn't make it out. I played tennis and it was nice.
It was a nice day yesterday.
It was very nice.
It was nice.
You know.
Same thing with me. I chilled for a little bit and then made sure.
What all did you watch?
Well, you know what I watched.
You watched.
I watched the parade for a minute.
I watched a little parade.
Watched the parade. Watched some.
Watched some football.
Hoda and
Because Al's not there.
How's he doing, by the way?
He had some blood clots or something in his leg, and he's kind of been on the sideline for a little bit. But they say he's going to be okay.
I'm going to ask you an honest question because I just don't know, and I'm not being funny. Is Willard Scott still with us? See, you had to think about it too, right?
I don't believe so, no.
He's not? Okay. No. I wasn't sure.
No.
And, you know, when I look at anything like one of those NBC productions where traditionally he would show up at, which would be something like yesterday.
Yeah, he wasn't there.
I wasn't sure. Well, rest in peace, Willard Scott.
Yeah.
Now, we find out he's still with us. This is like a bit.
Yeah, I don't believe so.
Okay. I watched some of the parade for a little bit, bouncing back and forth.
Did they bring back your favorite balloon?
Okay. I don't know that I have a favorite balloon, to be honest with you. I'm one of the ones I used to watch all the time, obviously.
With Snoopy. I don't even know if Snoopy was back.
I kept seeing
Bluey.
Everybody
was showing that one. That was the one that excited a lot of people.
Cartoons got to evolve. And I would imagine, too, that you got a certain sponsor with this parade. So if you're going to show the likeness, even in a balloon form of a character, then Disney may have the connection. Because I can't remember ever seeing a Bugs Bunny with a Mickey Mouse in the same parade.
No.
The only time you saw those two crossover was in Roger Rabbit. That was the only time
you saw that.
Somebody made a call and they got Warner Brothers permission to put Mickey and Bugs Bunny in the same scene, and I saw it in Roger Rabbit.
Yep.
That was the only time
I ever saw it.
You just
don't see that happen.
Because you know people trying to get paid, and they watch some football, and I thought of you watching football yesterday, especially at the end of the first game where the Lions took Buffalo to the end, and they almost won this. They could have won it. Now, we could
that
dissect field
goal,
plays
that
here
field
and there.
Goal was going out. I don't know if somebody opened a window or peeled back a panel of the roof or something to make that field goal through for the Lions, man. And I, you know what? I texted a bunch of my friends that said, stinking Lions.
And I was one of them folks, too.
I put the phone down.
I let the house see it.
I saw that thing snake through there, get through the uprights. It's stinking Lions, man.
See,
but they ended up losing anyway.
They ended up losing, but they kept you riveted. The game was a game until the end, which is what you didn't expect. The other one was the one they should have cut away. You know, how the Cowboys let them dudes come back, and they almost did it again, meaning the Giants. They almost let them back in the game.
Yep.
So, and then the night game, I got to
watch the college game, wasn't it? I got personal interest at my place in Ole Miss, Mississippi State. So
we're going to talk to an Ole Miss grad today.
Yeah, we are.
Get her thoughts on what we've been watching with them and how aggravated Lane Kiffin tends to make some folks feel.
That play call for the 2-point conversion, man. I'm like, would that be the play call that he makes his exit for Auburn on? I mean, he says he's not going.
Right.
I just remember Roy Williams said he wasn't going to
North Carolina. That's right.
So, I mean, famous last words. But, man, what a note to go out on if that's it. You know, calling that shuttle pass and the guy from Mississippi State just sitting there, thank you. You know, I'm like, you're trying to get the 2-point conversion to win the game. I can't wait for her to come on. I can't. I'm looking
forward
to it. That's
Dexter's mama.
I know it. I'm looking forward to it. You see, she had to put a very nice picture on her social media for Thanksgiving. Very nice.
She's got a mama in town.
You know.
And so it's like three generations there. You got Dexter, and then you got Maria, and then you got Grandma.
There you go.
So that is a nice day. But, yeah, I just it was a lazy day, like a lot of folks had yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I took solace in the fact that I got my leaves out the way. I was waiting for that rain. By the way, look at me today. I'm ready to go out and do some yard work after.
I know you all. You all suited up for it, right?
I'm ready to go.
You are
this
suited up for it.
Bright orange top here. I'm putting my big behind and stuff. I haven't put them in a while, so I'm having some fun. Sam and Greg here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We are in for John and Hugh, who would normally be in this spot here.
We got World Cup going on now. You remember what time of day it is where they're playing, and you know USA plays later on today. You know, we'll be keeping an eye on that one. But right now, we got Iran and Wales. They're playing, and they're scoreless.
We also have a World Cup update late at night around here.
Yeah.
So that's going to be post. See, break down here, because normally Sam Well, you would be, you know, getting yourself together and prepping for a show tonight, the High School Scoreboard Show, which you will do, but in a more condensed form tonight, correct?
Yeah, it'll be more of a preview show tonight, and we will start at 5 o'clock, because the very first game this evening is at 6. And so Day-Day Lewis is actually going to be at that game and going to give us some updates. But we're on from 5 until 7:30 tonight because Hawks basketball comes your way at 8, and we have a pregame show at 7:30. So that's our high school school board show for tonight. Be more of a preview show. Our reporters did some interviews with some of the coaches of some of the games, and we'll go out to some of the stadiums and talk about this week coming up. Also coming up in 7:20, we got Spencer Smith going to join us from the Georgia football officials and talk about how officials make it to this round of the playoffs. I mean, people may go out and say certain things, but you're getting the best of the best. First of all, remember, everybody that officiates during the course of the season is not certified for postseason.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, everybody is not. So, you already had a limited number. Once you get to the playoffs, you limit your number again. So, I mean, from that group, we whittle them down and figure we had the very best crews crisscrossing the state to work the game. So, I hope the rain holds off. We got rain going on right now in parts of the area, parts of the state. Hopefully it holds off to get the games in tonight.
Do you guys remember, and I'll bring Eric in if he's got a second, last week I asked you specifically a question about officiating. We were talking about a new program, and I'm not sure if it was who's coming back over there from sports? Was it Clark Atlanta you were talking about last week?
Morris Brown.
Morris Brown.
Yeah.
Okay. And I had asked a question about because of their presence now, and some of the other stuff we were talking about, would this be a good time for officials? I think I asked that question last week when we were talking about that. How do I pose that question to you, I'm asking you, Eric, to Spencer and get his thoughts on? Now, I know you had an opinion about it. You thought this was a good timing. I didn't know really how to ask it, but I just thought with Morris Brown becoming more
That's just one program. I mean, there's still plenty of officials already.
I understand that, but I'm just saying when I asked this last week, I just thought this would be – in other words, there's a shortage, period. So now you're going to need more if you got more people coming to the party, and I asked this last week. And this is – I'm trying to find out the best question to ask Spencer when he comes on here.
Okay, well, and it was a situation like Morris Brown, it would be like
– But for Spencer, how you would do that, because so next week – actually going on while tackle football is also the flag football playoffs. And as girls flag football is expanding, they need more officials that can do both men's, the boys, and the girls. So how are they recruiting and when do they start doing their training is the way you would pose that. Because as girls flag football, which is expanding very quickly, gets bigger and bigger, more officials that are needed.
Yeah.
Because – once again, they're in their playoffs, and they still have to have playoff certification and things like that. So that's a good question or way to pose it because there are more and more teams playing flag football. And I think over the past 3 years, there are 30 or 40 more than just were 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
See, I knew I wouldn't hang around him for nothing.
But also you think about the girls who are playing.
Right.
In the future, some of them will become officials.
Yeah.
So you kind of growing your own. Hopefully help resolve the official shortage.
We don't have to answer that question. We can just play back what he just said. We just run the tape back.
What he just said.
Yeah, we just run the tape back. Hey, Spencer, we're going to ask you a question, but Eric put it best. But again, do you think people understand the growth of girls flag football? You talked about it. We talked over the last few years about lacrosse.
Yeah.
And its growth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is not necessarily.
I don't think they do. To be honest with you, I don't think they do. I don't think they realize not only on the high school level, but now it's getting to the college level. And two weeks from now, when they're having the state finals at Center Park Stadium, there'll be young girls out there getting scholarships to go play flag football at a college level. I don't think people realize that it's gotten that big.
Yeah.
Not only that, and again, it's just got to be seen in the right place for it to really take off.
Yeah.
I absolutely believe, and I don't know if it's been part of the agenda for next year, but now that the NFL is going to redo how they do Pro Bowl weekend, the game is gone, they're just going to have a bunch of skills. Is there a flag football game in that? If they do that, that's when it's going to take off.
Yeah, that is. Well, you're 100% correct. It will be a flag football game at the Pro Bowl in Las Vegas.
That is going to be a trampoline moment for that sport. it will just boost up. All right, we told you about some of the stuff that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about some of the games that took place yesterday. Again, Rick Limpert is going to join us with your Black Friday deals. You want to be stay tuned in for that. That's going to be at 6:40. And Spencer Smith and a few other folks and some surprises coming up later on the show. Going to talk to Dr. Dale Yake. I want to get his thoughts on what's this Braves team with all those guys coming back and all that speed. Will it return? He's going to join us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Sam and I just getting started on this Black Friday, sitting in for John and Hugh, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Yeah. I don't want a lot for Christmas. 7 seconds remain. 45-yard field goal try for the win for Tyler Bass. Good snap. The hold is down. The kick is on the way, and it is good! 2 seconds remain, and Buffalo takes the 28-25 lead.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I was letting her get over that part there. Sam and Greg in for John and Hugh on this Black Friday, the day after. Yeah, Christmas music is here.
Yeah,
a little Mariah there, but that.
Did you start last night? I started listening to. You know what? I really started early this week.
Hang on, we got a sponsor. We got to mention. Thank okay, the go, folks go. At Westwood One, right? Yeah, we go.
There we go.
We got to thank them.
No, absolutely.
Go ahead.
No. Did you? When do you start listening to it?
When it's
in the house?
The I don't play a lot of music in the house unless it's coming through the TV.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know you like working to that.
Yeah.
And I do, but the difference between you and I when we listen to music, I'm usually listening with songs. You like it just instruments.
Just instruments.
Yeah. So we both love jazz.
So I'm into the Christmas jazz. The Christmas jazz right
now.
Oh,
we
now,
know.
Like,
we going to play some of that. That's we going to do some of that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, buddy.
That and a cup of Joe, and we just.
Well, I don't know about a cup of Joe.
You like
to say some brown liquor.
We could spill some of that in it there. That might just happen. Who knows? It's that time of year. You just gotta flip some of that in there and you just move right along.
Who got the best from Miles Davis?
Huh?
Who got the best out of Miles Davis?
Oh man.
Who got the best out of Frank Sinatra? Who got the best out of Ella Fitzgerald?
Who'd you say?
Quincy Jones.
Oh yeah.
So we're gonna play some Quincy at some point this morning.
We have to do that.
I was watching that on YouTube the other day when Quincy got brought into the Kennedy Center Honors. And Oprah actually introed the video that they play with him, mm-hmm. and his life. I mean, when you grow up as a teenager and your best friend is Ray Charles, yeah. I mean, come on,
yeah.
And you're trying to get into music, and Ray and him hung out in Seattle. That's where they met, and Ray taught him the 12 chords, that infinite possibilities,
right.
as they say.
Right.
And he became who he became.
Yeah.
See, I was watching that, and then just the things in his life and the person who he is. You and him have something in common.
No, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
You both of you have this indefinable quality. You have that it factor that makes people gravitate toward you and mostly in your case, your voice. But you have a presence about you. I've talked about this before. I'm not just doing this because of the holidays. If there's some bad news that needs to be conveyed, you are that type of person who gives people comfort when they hear it. That's a compliment, man. It really is. Not everybody has that. Am I right, Eric? Come on here. You don't want bad news delivered from me, or even if it's good news. This is Reverend Crenshaw over here. I say that with all due respect. Not with the clergy part of it, but he has a very soothing way about him.
Yeah,
and that's his strength.
Yeah,
and you can't just go out and buy that. You can't be taught to you. You either have it or you don't, and it's some folks call it the it factor. It's like I said, an indefinable quality about you, and you have that. And that's it. Getting back to Quincy, he has that too. Something about he sees things in people and he can bring things out of people who have a talent in a way. There was the best line ever given to Quincy Jones was, he's the best friend a song ever had.
How about that?
Best friend a song ever had.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that's best friend nice. A song ever had.
You know?
So, again, I didn't mean to go deep on you there and talk about it, but that's you.
Well, I appreciate it, but I'm like, whoa, Quincy Jones, do that. And all this because we started talking about Christmas music
yes.
and with Mariah Carey, which we didn't know he was going bring us back with that.
No, we didn't. We had that saved for later.
She made her first appearance with that song yesterday.
Oh, at the parade?
At the parade.
Yeah, but she was lip syncing.
Yeah, but don't matter. She was there and doing the song. I mean, you know, she
got it easy.
Why you say that?
Because she ain't got to sing the stuff now. She's not hitting them notes she used to hit.
She doesn't have to.
Because that's right, because she can lip sync it. And we all know she's lip syncing.
And I could say that, and it doesn't matter. Right. You know, I mean, it's not the crime that it used to be.
No, that's true.
It's not. It used to be a crime. But now people say, all right, that's what people want to see, people want to hear.
It's the visual of seeing her up there.
That's it.
Moving around.
That was my highlight of going to that game in Detroit on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, she was in that. Whose outfit was she wearing in like
I don't
a dress
know whatever
form?
It was. It was sprayed on her.
Yeah.
And she came out there at halftime and sang. That was the best part.
You say sprayed on her.
It looked like it was sprayed on her, man. And
that dress was so tight you could tell what month she was born.
But I'm just saying, it almost made you forgive the cold pumpkin pie, the fact that you got to see her come out there and sing in that outfit. But that's my line. So the Lions yesterday.
Yes, and again,
oh,
let it go.
Goodness.
But you left here just feeling a certain
why
kind of way
subjected,
about that whole.
Why are we subjected
yeah,
to them?
That's why, because of what they did yesterday.
Why?
Because of what they did, the way they played. They didn't lay down. You got a coach who's, you know, listen, it's not the days of Barry and Matthew Stafford and Calvin Johnson, but you got a coach who's kind of off the
how
beaten
many,
path.
How many teams have never played in a Super Bowl?
There's a few.
And just very few.
There's still a few.
We are subjected to one of them teams every year.
Well, you want to talk about history, and you can have a problem with that. When was the last time you seen the Cowboys in the Super Bowl? I believe Clinton was president.
They've been.
Yeah. Well,
oh, I don't care about the Cowboys. We've been to Super Bowl since
okay,
Cowboys.
Your point for saying you know about Detroit.
I mean? Ain't never been.
There's teams.
It's been in their stadium.
Yes, they have. They've hosted very nice ones. They have hosted some very nice events in that stadium.
But they've been out in the parking cars.
They do everything. They do everything condensed. You got Tiger Stadium right there.
Yeah,
I know
everything. I know they got everything right there. But I'm just saying, where are the Lions at when them things are going on?
They're detailing cars.
They got the car.
Are you going to talk about the auto industry now, huh?
No. No, I mean, they're making some money while everybody coming out, I guess. I don't know, man.
By the way, I'm told that you can get over the border a lot easier now.
Really?
You won't have guys with that. You won't have five guys with automatic weapons come out to your car if you don't have your paperwork straight. That don't go on anymore. So you can get over there and get over to Lily Kazilli's on the other side of the river.
Yeah.
And enjoy some nice fish and chips and whatever.
With Jesse in the car. With Jesse.
How you going to put automatic weapons in my face with a dog in the back seat? A rescue. Right? That doesn't show I'm a nice person. Yeah.
That experience. All right, what about the games yesterday?
Buffalo did what they had to do. I don't find them to be the juggernaut that everybody had them at the beginning of the season. And we talked about this last week. The more I watch Josh Allen, there are qualities that are a little different, but he reminds me of Brett Favre a little bit, the way he plays. And he's, you know, going to give you exciting games. He's going to win. Much like Brett. Brett's got a ring.
Yeah.
Brett was always there at the end of the season. It seemed like he got himself a few, you know, MVPs. But there's a recklessness to the way he played. I don't think Brett ran as much as Josh Allen does.
No.
But there's just something about him, and this is just me. He just reminds me a lot of Brett Favre when he plays. But I'm more impressed with what the Lions did yesterday. I really am. And this would have been the third game in a row they would have won. Or fourth, was it? They got a winning streak going on right now before this game. And they are playing in a way that between them and Minnesota, they are making you forget the fact that everybody gives this division to Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
Yeah.
Beginning of the year.
Well, not this year.
No. And you can see what's coming next. You can see what Minnesota's doing. Sustainable? I don't know. We'll see. You can see what the Lions are attempting to do. It's not like they don't have, you know, they ain't got a scrub at quarterback. Dude's playing the Super Bowl himself, right? So if they turn things around, they seem to be playing better than some teams in this
division. To a pretty good start.
Listen.
They got to a good start, but it's been bumpy since then. But then they go out of town, you know, last week while Buffalo's playing in their place. They go out of town and they get a win.
They get a win. Yeah. So it seems like they've turned – they're not the doormats they were, all right? And then you have – I'm getting calls. This is the greatest quarterback we have for my friends in Chicago because what we've seen – has been the Matt Nagy effect. And now we're seeing the Bears quarterback play the way he did and ascending coming out of college. Now, listen, we don't know what Fields is going to be, but it seems like he's in a much better position than he was. So, again, for me, taking away from yesterday's games, that first game gave me a bigger picture of the NFC North. That's what I took from it. It's like, okay, this ain't Aaron Rodgers' division anymore. I don't care what he says. First of all, he screwed up in not keeping Davante Adams
right.
and doing the right thing. He hooted on about his money. Okay, you got all the money in the world. You might as well be A-Rod playing for the Texas Rangers now. That's all you got because everything's going to you. That's my
looking.
Thoughts on
it. But anyway, the Lions made a field goal that I thought was going to win it.
Well, that's what you wanted. Somebody open a window up.
Yeah, somebody opened a window up and made that thing blow through the floor. Right. But it wasn't to be. Buffalo came back and got the game winning.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. So you had that.
Yep.
Okay. And then what were you expecting when you were going to watch this Cowboys game? And how much of it did you get a chance to see?
I watched some of it. Because I was going out between that and actually watching some World Cup, actually watching Brazil.
Okay, we're going to get back. Do we have that ready now or no? Okay, I thought we were.
No. That's what he's got.
From the game we did, I fell asleep in that fourth quarter.
What?
I wasn't staying up for Minnesota. I really didn't
care,
man.
You just talking about that division.
And I was.
At the top of the division,
I was done. Listen, win or lose, the Vikings are still relevant. And they ended up winning, so they're even more relevant.
Well, wonder how they were going to bounce back because they got kicked on their keister the last game out. People are like, what?
I just want everybody to just upend Aaron Rodgers. I don't care how you get there, but Vikings, Lions, and Bears. Hopefully, the Bears will turn things around. Listen, they only got one more loss. I mean, the Packers only have one more win than the Bears do. But that's regardless of what was going on with that Vikings game. I just felt a certain way about the division, and I was happy to see people kind of coming back up to the pack and giving. It's sort of like what's going on in the AFC East with the Patriots.
Yeah.
Everybody's just let's stomp on New England as much as we can and keep them down, and I'm enjoying it. New England Minnesota got the win yesterday, but it's just the overall package that New England is these days. They're not sure about what the quarterback's going to do. Belichick, and say what you will about his coaching, but he ain't got that dude no more.
Yeah.
And they ain't that team anymore.
But they were, they were hanging around until the Vikings got a play that basically kind of closed the door for him.
Wanwu takes the kickoff, near side right, going down the near sideline, across the 30, heads to the 40. He could go 50, 40, down the near sideline. They're not going to catch him. Touchdown, Vikings! 96 yards! Kane Wanwu to the house!
That was nice.
That really was nice.
That was
incredible.
Yeah, and that ended up being the difference in the score. So, special teams. Bill Belichick has always been a special teams guru, and they had actually two special team miscues in that game because late in the game, they roughed the punter and extended a Minnesota drive that kept going. So those special key miscues really hurt New England yesterday.
I want to ask you guys a question, and I swear that I believe this to be the case. Let's say that we have an NFC championship game that consists of two teams that possibly could be there, 49ers and Minnesota, with two quarterbacks who make people want to walk out on a ledge because they do some great stuff. A lot of the times, but then there's always that miscue. There's always that interception. There's always that something that they do late in the game that keeps you from getting over the finish line. Now, you say what you will about Jimmy G. The dude's been in NFC championship games. He's been in Super Bowls. And why they played games with him in the beginning of the season is beyond me. It makes you feel a certain way about Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
It does to me. We don't have to go down that rabbit hole. Just kind of reminds you of us. Certain things. But these two coming up in the NFC Championship game, trying to get to the Super Bowl, who would you bet on?
I'm taking the Niners because they've been
The Niners, these two quarterbacks.
I'm still taking Jimmy for what you just said. At least he's got the experience.
He's been there.
Yeah. Okay. And what he has around him right now, even though Justin Jefferson has shown that he's probably wide receiver one in the NFL from what he did yesterday. Right. Some of those catches he made in traffic with guys coming to take his head off. You know, so, but it's going to be, that would be a heck of an NFC championship game.
Yeah. I like to see that myself. I really would. Anyway, Sam and Greg, we're in for John and Hugh on this Black Friday. And whether you're getting ready to go have your breakfast before you go out and do some shopping, or if you're in the car right now, stick around. We got Rick Limpert joining us. Rick's a friend of the show. He comes on regularly telling us about holiday gifts. Well, he has got some hot Black Friday items that he wants you guys to know about before you hit stores. That segment coming up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Gotta have this one.
It's that time.
Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Give Love at Christmas, Temptations. Yeah. There's not a bad song on that. Not a bad one.
If
the,
you
the whole thing. From start to finish, to me, that's the one whole Christmas album or CD or whatever you got it on. That does it.
No, you're right. You're right. And listen, credit to Berry Gordy. Because he knew that these guys would get play every year. Well, all of the artists.
Right.
It seemed like every Motown artist did a Christmas album.
Yeah.
And it lives on. Now, I don't know if that's Motown money. Well, no, the individuals wouldn't get it because they didn't write any original. Sam and I started the show talking about this. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio.
And we're going to get into this a little bit.
Yeah, 92.9 The Game. Why is there no new Christmas songs?
No. People want to hear all the old stuff, but repackaged. And you'd be surprised at who's done. That's the thing that surprises you. You didn't know so-and-so had a Christmas song. You know,
exactly.
You know, right. But that's something that makes us think about as we start to hear that music.
But you're right. We got to talk about that later on because we got a guest.
We got a guest coming up. And, man, you know, if you headed out to the mall, or maybe you're afraid to go out to the mall. This man's got things for you this morning. Rick Limpert always has gift ideas for us, most of some of them high-tech. For that person on your list, and if you're Black Friday shopping today, he's got some things for us. First of all, happy Thanksgiving to you, and thanks for joining us, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
Happy Thanksgiving and Black Friday to you guys, and happy to report from the Best Buy parking lot that things are open and there was a line this morning.
Ooh. Well, now, you didn't say which Best Buy, like where are you located at? What side of town?
What's it
say?
Ackworth.
Okay, I know that one.
He said you got a line outside or no line?
We had a small line this morning, and things are open, and the lights are on, and people are walking out with 55-inch televisions for $200.
Man, I'm telling you, I need another. No, I'm glad he said that, too, because we're going to get to his stuff. But that's these TV prices, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's, and
they do all kind of tricks.
Oh, yeah, smart TV. You got to get that.
They do all kind of tricks.
I know about that. And nothing better than shopping up there where Rick is at today and then going over to Henry's.
Ah.
You know what I'm talking about. Oh, he knows what I'm talking about, right? There you go. Anyway, thanks for coming on. Let's speak of Best Buy. The first one that you have is something that you can get at Best Buy. Galaxy Smart Tag. Talk about that, man.
Yeah, this is maybe the best under $30 that you can spend. It's the Galaxy Smart Tags from Samsung. You have the little chips or little tags you can put in your bags, your luggage, anything you have, and it will track it for you. You can look at the app, and it'll let you know if your luggage made it on your flight or your golf clubs are still at the country club or resort. And you know, these really give you peace of mind. And $30 a piece, they buy a couple for yourself, and they make great gifts as well. So easily trackable your bags with the. The smart tag from Samsung.
That's all right.
See, yeah, and that is, it's great, but it's bittersweet for me. And I would think that that'd be something. No, because it does. It's a great service, but that would aggravate me even more if I was getting off my plane and I found out my bags went the other direction. Right? I'm standing down there at the carousel waiting for where's my bag at? Oh, it's in Tahiti. You know, that would drive me crazy. But anyway, no, it is something that's. It's worthwhile having. I absolutely believe that.
Oh, folks, we're spending time this morning. Always great to spend some time with Rick Limpert when he can join us. And, of course, he is social.
Yes,
he is.
You can
find him always on Twitter, at Rick Roswell, at Rick Roswell. So anything that he mentions today and you miss out on, you can go usually to on his social, and he has those things listed as well. All right, the second thing you have here is Hanma, a correct pronunciation, Hanma Golf Clubs.
Yeah. Yeah, Hanma Golf Clubs, which never go on sale, guys. They're having some deals here for the holidays. This is the one of the oldest golf club manufacturers. People don't realize, and the number one golf club manufacturer out of Japan. The clubs are made in Japan. Really great craftsmanship. Really light golf clubs to swing. I've tried some recently and just really fell in love with them, including the TW 757 driver. So I know there's a lot of golfers out there, a golfer on your list. You may want to check and see what's available for Hanma, and some great deals, which never, like I said, these clubs never go on sale. So check them out.
Yeah. Were you hitting them straighter? That's the question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you were? Okay, so that's the best.
I was.
Oh, okay.
I was, which is not my problem usually. I like to get a little more distance, and I was able to do that as well. So maybe it was a mirage with my golf game, but I'm willing to try anything at this
point. See, that's the selling point right there. You see, I was hitting them straighter. Then you got me at the store. That's the way to go.
Right.
Let's talk about this car phone holder. You got Annabelle, am I saying it right?
Yeah, you got it. And it's, again, another great gift item for under $30. And, you know, these mounts are hit or miss sometimes that you're looking at for your car. And a lot more people have phone mounts in their car because you really shouldn't be touching your phone while you're driving. It's against the law, for one thing, and not safe. So this car, we'll put the link in the show notes, but this from Amazon, the Annabelle car phone holder is really sturdy, made well, and it's got a lot of flexibility to it. It can turn whichever way you want, and however you like your phone when you're driving, this mount will do that.
Fantastic. That's fantastic. And I see something else coming up now because, of course, you know, we got to take care of the tennis folks. In the tennis fans, I said, and so Babolat has something new. Tell us a little about that, and really about tennis supply, because we had
say
supply.
That name again.
Babolat.
Babolat.
That's the name of the
okay,
racket.
Okay, I never heard of that.
Is it? No, you haven't heard of that? No,
that's French, Greg.
Okay, well, hey, listen, that's why I come to you guys for the education.
Nadal uses it.
Nadal uses it. Yeah. Okay, because I'm gonna ask him about that other dude who I don't like, who's going back to the Aussie Open. We'll get to that in a second, because I know he loves tennis. So let's get
he
to
does
the.
Not use Babolat.
Yeah, let's get to the product first, though. Go ahead.
Yeah, and Sam, you know, Babolat always teases us come the end of the year before the Australian Open. They usually release some new rackets, and they did that again this year with the Evo Aero. And again, we talked about those golf clubs being light. This new frame from Babolat's really light. Again, a lot of spin, a lot of power, and these rackets just keep getting better and better. Sam and I talk about this all the time, but this one also has a really nice shock absorption. And they're really easy on your arm. So really for all levels, but I think for the recreational player to the average player, this is a great frame. And, the Evo Aero from Babolat, try to test this out, demo this if you get a chance. It's a nice frame.
Again, Rick Limpert joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, Rick, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be honest here in front of all these people. I got back. You've heard me sort of joke about my tennis game and me playing tennis, right, over the years, and haven't really been out. So last year, or during the summer, Sam and I met after the show, and we went out and hit. And I couldn't have been more humbled. I just looked terrible. I couldn't keep any kind of consistent rally going. Sam was running me back and forth. Just nothing. But that's going to change this upcoming year.
All right.
You're going to get this Babolat racket.
Well, whether I get that racket or not, what I don't have carrying me is a trailer on my back. Right?
I can move around. You can move.
Rick, I'm down a number of pounds, and I'm looking forward. Even went out and bought some new shoes just for me and Sam to just hit it around. And I'm looking forward to getting out there this year. And by the time, what's the sponsor now for what used to be the BB&T?
No, it's the Atlanta Open.
When that hits, I will gained your respect back as far as being on the court.
And that means when we come out to christen the court, when the courts are done, you will be among the media that will come out.
Really? We play. Y'all gonna let me play?
I don't know. Rick, can we invite Greg?
Yeah, we'll invite Greg. And, you know, Sam's got a nice game. He hits a nice flat ground strokes, and he's got a nice plate serve. So Sam's a good measuring stick. If you can rally with Sam, you're doing okay.
All right. Well, I just got to get – it's not like I haven't done this before, but it was embarrassing. And this was all part of who I was as far as physically at that point. So I've corrected some things, and hopefully I'll be ready to go this year.
Yeah.
But you got some great items here. And listen, is that the last one?
You got one more. What's the fifth one?
Oh, yeah, the day pack.
Yeah, day pack. So if you're, you know, I get a lot of questions from hikers, bikers. They need a little backpack to bring with them. So this is from Big Agnes. It's their 20-day pack, brand new, perfect for hikes and everyday travel. But it also fit if you need to fit a laptop or some work items in there. It'll do that as well. And along with that, a little bonus comes from Big Agnes, a trash can bag, which is for the first time ever, it's an attachable 7-liter duffel stuff bag that attaches to the day pack and lets you put your garbage in that as you're hiking or out walking for the day, and then easily dumps into a trash canister, and you're keeping everything clean, the environment clean, with a great backpack and this little trash can accessory that goes with it. So I love this, and this company's really eco-friendly and does things the right way. So, and they look good as well, come in different colors, and I'm always looking for a nice new day pack or backpack, and this is a great one.
That's right. They thought of everything.
I love the name, too.
Yeah.
Because I've been laughing at it because I got a neighbor who I'm going to call from now on Big Agnes.
Big Agnes?
Yeah, she's a Big Agnes. She's not a nice neighbor, so I can.
Oh,
Big
see,
Agnes.
That's mean. That's mean.
In the spirit
of the holiday season. Come
All right,
on.
I'll wait till next week.
Rick, we got to move on. Rick, we appreciate you getting up and giving us some Black Friday ideas.
Yes, thank you, sir.
We'll check back with you next month for those last minute ideas, as we always do.
In a few weeks.
Yep, in a few weeks.
Yeah.
But thanks so much.
I always have something good for that. So thanks, guys. Have a great weekend, and talk to you soon.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Rick Limperdale. Yeah, no, Big Agnes.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay.
She's that neighbor. Everybody got one of them neighbors. I got that. I'm the best neighbor anybody could have.
Yeah, okay.
But she's not.
She ain't the one that's looking out the window at you all the time.
Yeah, she's a Mrs. Kravitz. And they got something to say because she's from Jersey.
Not a Kravitz.
Yeah,
oh,
she's
my
out
goodness.
There. Anyway, coming up at 7 o'clock hour, going to talk to Spencer Smith. If you have been considering being an official, a referee, locally to help out your community or just because something that you wanted to do, we're going to talk to Spencer Smith. He's going to tell you the nature of the beast right now and as far as how the industry is moving forward. Also, Sam and I and Eric are going to talk about our Thanksgivings, but Mr. Crenshaw is going to bring you up on what's going on locally. You're up next. Sam and Greg in for John and Hugh on this Black Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.